Ah, by the sound of the music, we're back with Radio Fishing, and we got Eric with us, and he's, Eric and his partner figured out a brand new soft plastic spoon, a brand new lure, and it's really cool, and it sells well, and it worked better than that. It actually catches fish, and we're going to be talking with Eric about that. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you, Frank?
All right. One thing people always want to know on this is, have you been fishing recently?
Absolutely.
When's the last time you were up?
3 days ago.
All right. What'd you catch?
Snook, reds, some trout.
All right. General area. I won't pinpoint you down to the exact spot, but we, you know, where were you kind of?
The upper harbor generally is the place to be in the fall, winter.
You doing the Mayaka Hog Island thing?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, that's, I don't, why drive all the way south when the fish are up here?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I have to spend that gas money all summer going out to that intercoastal. Come wintertime, I enjoy the fact that we don't have to go anywhere. We can stay right up here and find some nice fish.
Yep. 5 gallons of gas and a bag of baits, and it's about all you need.
Just okay. Now, in the intro, I was talking about this new lure you got. What's it about?
Well, it was developed on Charlotte Harbor. Basically, after Hurricane Charlie came through, it tore the canopy and our shorelines apart, and all of the timber and foliage fell into the water in the trough line of the East Wall, West Wall, Pine Island Sound. And we developed it to skip up under the bushes and retrieve through in a weedless manner. And it's
boy, you're nervous as heck. You usually just rattle this stuff on and off. I said, okay, Eric, come on, we're gonna do a radio clip. He's like, radio, I haven't done this before. You're doing fine. The basics of it is after the hurricane, all the branches from the mangroves fell in the water, made fishing very difficult with most lures because they were snagging on everything. Yep. So you and your buddy got together, designed this lure. Developed, designed, it's being made right here in Port Charlotte. It's tested in Port Charlotte and Okeechobee because it's a great crossover between snook, redfish, bass.
Exactly.
So, one of the things the guys really like about it, it looks like a spoon, but it's soft plastic and you rig it weedless, just like you would a plastic worm or a jerk bait of some type. And what's cool about it is the way it skips. I mean, you could sit there and the guys are raving about it in the trout, in the jacks, wherever you got those fish boiling up on the top. I haven't tried in a macro yet, but what a skip you can get it. And with the jacks, second, third skip, and bam, they've nailed it. I want to take this to Fisherman's Village here in the next couple of mornings. Big schools of jacks there. It's got to be a riot.
Yep. Yeah, you can topwater this bait. You can just do all sorts of things with this soft plastic jerk spoon. It's turned into a little monster for a new bait, a real new soft plastic bait on the market.
That was one of the reasons I bought it. I'd never seen anything like it before. And after, I mean, this is my 29th year of being in here. Even when Patrick Sabeel came out with the Sabeel lures, I walked up to his table and I said, hey man, that's nice to see you bringing those back. And he went, bringing them back? I invented these. I said, woo. And he was all mad at me. And I said, you know, man, I'm sorry, but, you know, I guess the ones in my tackle box are imaginary. He called me back 2 weeks later, apologized to me, and said, well, mine have oil filled and those were water filled. And I said, okay, fair enough. But they catch a lot of fish, but a little on the pricey side. And you can get a thing of plastic baits in a bag. You get what, 5, 6 in a bag?
Yeah, 5 in a bag, $5.99.
And so you get relatively inexpensive lure to throw. You can cast underneath the mangroves, fish open water. I like the story about the guy with the 44-inch snook. Yeah. I'm sitting here, the guy's going, oh man, I just threw it out and my kind of adjust my trolling motor and I'm just going along with trolling motor. I give a jerk on that rod just to, you know, okay, I got the lure to water, so I just kind of pull it and all of a sudden the rod goes everything and all hell explodes. I mean, he's got splashing 44-inch snook on this thing.
Nice.
That's a great thing for your lure. I mean,
yep.
That's kind of amazing.
Well, it's a spoon. It's a reaction strike. It's a flutter. It's no scent necessary. And just the way it has a lifelike dying fall when you kill the bait or pause on your retrieve, it just dies like the last breath of a white bait or pinfish.
So what's the best colors in this?
We're doing really well with the watermelon gold dust in the low light conditions. In the later part of the day, we've done chartreuse, and Halloween's actually done really well.
Now, that's that kind of brown one, the one I like so much?
Yeah, it's kind of a new penny color.
Yeah, that's the one I really think that's got the hot color. I know white is always going to be good. You can't. White's one of those crossovers. It's good in light water and dark water, which is really weird. It shouldn't be. But it's one of the few that cross back and forth. But with that lightly stained water we got, I know the gold is the best seller and probably catches the most fish. But you got to have faith in the lure. And to me, I like that brown. So that's really cool.
Yep.
So anyway, the last time you were fishing, tell me about, you went out. Now, are you on your trolling motor going along a shoreline?
Nope. I push pull my boat. Mm-hmm. And my guys or my clients up on the front of the boat. Actually, this boat, I push it backwards. I pull from the bow of the boat and push it backwards for super stealth, no hull slap on the boat whatsoever. And it's a different way to fish, but very effective.
Hey, and we look at me. I'm a different way of everything, and I'm pretty effective. Poor Eric. You're sitting there going, oh, my God, what are you doing to me, Frank? But once again, you're doing fine, Eric, and it's Lick'em Lures is the name of the company, right?
Yes, sir. Lick'emLures.com.
And how do you spell that out for them?
LickEmLures.com.
So you got Lick'em Lures, and it's a new soft plastic spoon, and I will tell you, I was going in it before, but when I first saw it, I bought every color he had because a completely unique design, and that's what I like most about it. And to be quite honest, guys, I'm going to tell you, the first two, three, four years of a lure is when it's at its peak because the fish have never seen it. It's something different. They've got no idea what it's going on. And for some reason or other, you would think that sometimes the classics are the best, but sometimes that new thing, they just beat it up. I mean, they just eat it. And that's what's great about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we got our mold makers in the Bassmaster Classic this year, and he's fishing Okeechobee, the kickoff this year in January, and hopefully he puts a couple bigger fish on board with using our bait, and puts it on TV for us.
There you go. Yeah, it's always nice. But see, now you don't really need TV. You got radio fishing. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right here. Anyway, we only got another minute or so, but where would you tell people to go fishing today? Where's a good spot for them to go? And obviously, you're going to use the Lick'em Lure. Come in, get your bag of lures. We'll help you rig it up. Eric will be in the store here this morning if you want to meet him. And it's December 9th, 2013, about 9 o'clock in the morning. And Eric will be here for another couple hours. If you guys want to come down, he'll show you how to rig it up. Where would you go?
I would say West Wall, head up towards the river mouths and the transition of the water temps.
It's, warm water coming out of the river, cool water in the harbor.
Exactly. Fish super slow. Just take your time. Fish anything that looks irregular, fish it slow. Water's cooling down, fish are slowing down, so fish it a little slower.
Well, that's good. That's good. So all you got to do is head over towards the mouth of Mayaca River, Trout Creek area over in there, work those openings of the creeks, cast that shoreline, working slow, push your boat backwards. You know, I mean, hell, in a little while, maybe all you're going to see is guys, you know, with their trolling motor at the front of the boat going back in reverse because it does eliminate that hull slap.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, that's Eric from Lick'em Lures. He's been my guest on this edition of Radio Fishing. And the music's playing. And so this ends another segment of Radio Fishing. Thank you so much, Eric, for being here. This is Fishing Franks and a fishingfranks.com exclusive Radio Fishing. Thanks, guys.